Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Tuesday, October 24th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Two hostages released. Warning at the border. A man charged with 83 counts of murder and the least stressed out states. That's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, two more hostages have been released by Hamas. Qatar and Egypt served as the mediators here. Hamas said, "We have decided to release them for compelling humanitarian and health reasons." Oh, so kind of them. They're so very concerned about humanitarian things. The first two hostages that were released last week were American citizens. These two are Israeli citizens. The family of the Americans who were released said they can't celebrate until all the hostages are released. The number of hostages keeps climbing. At first, it was believed to be 198, then 210, and now it's at 222. Meanwhile, here at home, the San Diego Field Office Intelligence Division of Customs and Border Protection warned in a memo that members of terrorist groups, Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, could be encountered at the southern border. Over the last year, DHS has encountered 149 illegal aliens at the nation's southern and northern border who were already on the federal government's terror watch list. Customs and Border Patrol has confirmed that they've apprehended over 2 million illegal immigrants for the second straight year. During Donald Trump's last year in office, for perspective, only 400,000 illegal immigrants were apprehended. Biden beat that in the last 2 months alone. Some plane mishaps. First, a JetBlue flight that landed at JFK had a shift in weight for some reason, and the plane's front nose lifted up in the air at a 30-degree angle. It stayed there until they could get the cargo levels even out again. But in a much more serious story, an Alaskan Airlines flight had to make an emergency landing after an off-duty pilot who was in the cockpit tried to shut down the plane's engines mid-flight. He was taken into police custody when they landed and charged with 83 counts of attempted murder. Police did not mention anything about a motive, but they were quick to say that it had nothing to do with what's going on in the Middle East. WalletHub has ranked the least stressed out states. Factors include work-related stress, money-related, family-related, and health and safety related. Number five, least stressed state, Massachusetts. Number four, South Dakota. Number three, New Hampshire. Number two, Utah. And number one, least stressed out people, the people of the land of 10,000 lakes, Minnesota. I'm Mike Slater, Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day, next.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Tuesday, what is really happening on college campuses is largely unknown because the media doesn't cover it, and most Americans don't really care. But higher education has dramatically changed in the USA, as the Israel-Hamas situation has demonstrated. The simple truth is that liberal arts are now literally liberal. The leftist students and teachers hold almost all the power. So I, your humble correspondent, have put together a list of elective courses designed to reflect contemporary reality. And here's what you might expect on campus. Hamas is not so bad. A three-credit course that chronicles past successes of the terror group. Extra credit if you quote Congresswoman Tlaib. It's a trans world after all. Course includes a field trip to Elliot Page's house. No biology background necessary. Crime, no punishment. A penetrating look at mass incarceration and why holding criminals responsible for their destructive actions is racist. Woke Me When It's Over, an intense course capturing the true essence of virtual signaling. The final exam will be an essay on how everybody except white people are victims. Now, that's just a short list of possible opportunities on college campuses. And extracurricular activities have also changed with UNICEF competition and looting if you lose. See you around campus. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, bill@billoreilly.com, bill@billoreilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Mike Kaza, Pittsburgh. Can you please report on the American hostages being held by Hamas in Gaza? The mainstream media hardly mention them. Who are they? What do we know about their whereabouts? Well, how would I know that, Mike? Hamas is holding them. Do you think Hamas puts out a press release? We have an estimate by American and Israeli intelligence agencies of about 200 people being held, but we don't even know if that's true. Certainly don't know where they are, how they're being treated, what their ethnicity is. I mean, this is not something that's common knowledge. So you got to live in the real world here. Max Hill, Churchville, Virginia. Bill, I want to thank you for relieving some anxiety by using common sense. When you stated that Iran can't do jack, it woke me up. No doubt common sense Israel could wipe out their ports and oil. Yeah, I mean, you know, look, as I mentioned, after Soleimani was killed by America, they threatened everything over there to Mullis. But they knew if they did anything that Trump would take out their oil fields from the air and their ports. And Israel can do the same thing. Israeli Air Force go in there and just devastate. So we're not going to do it. Now you're going to overt military action. Dory Trumbo, Sisseton, South Dakota. I was astounded, O'Reilly, when you showed the results of the CNBC poll. In spite of Hollywood, the progressive movement, the corrupt media spewing out their agenda and bilge, the numbers across political lines overwhelming show the people see the dangerous turn our country is taking. Yeah, they do. But are they going to vote against their bias? You know, if you're biased toward progressives, are you going to dump them? That's the question. And then you have the Trump factor. In a moment, something you might not know.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 94 years ago today, more than 16 million shares were suddenly sold on the New York Stock Exchange. Billions of dollars lost. Many Americans saw their life savings evaporate in minutes. Here is the story of Black Thursday. The Great Depression began October 24th, 1929. The United States suddenly plunged into a decade of misery, unemployment, and the worst financial collapse in the history of Western civilization. But what caused that crash? After World War I, the American economy was booming. But in September 1929, stock prices began to falter. Panicked investors tried to protect their assets by unloading unwanted shares. The frenzy exploded on Black Thursday. By 1932, the nation's gross domestic product was down 55%. Half of America's banks had failed. Unemployment affected 15 million people, a third of the entire workforce. President Franklin Roosevelt implemented his New Deal to revive the country. The federal government hired millions of citizens, provided free food, and distributed welfare for the first time ever. But it was America's entry into World War II that really relaunched the stock market. Investments in mining, weapons, energy, and construction revived in the USA. After the war, the market doubled its pre-depression value. And here's something else you might not know. One of the biggest factors behind Black Thursday's sudden meltdown was Wall Street's aging infrastructure. Old technology and a rise in volume meant tickers were running hours, even days, behind schedule. By the time people realized what had happened, fortunes were lost. To fix that problem, New York City installed new cable systems and backup generators to avoid future catastrophes. Well, here's the kicker. Most of that equipment installed way back in 1933 is still in use today. Back after this.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.